Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am All In. Podcast 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast, iHeart Ice Cream, iHeart Soda, iHeart Everything. We are backstage at the iHeart Theater in Burbank, California. It is a legendary place where Jay Leno taped all of his Tonight Show episodes, and we are doing a live event podcast for a very select group of super fans. I think there's about 300 of them. We are very, very excited. We're going to be talking to Sebastian Bach. We're going to be talking to Keiko Ogeno. We're going to be talking to Vanessa Morano. We are thrilled to put on this event for you, the best fans on the planet. So here we go. Okay, so we're talking to Sebastian Bach. We have a big night here at the iHeart Theater. I Am All In podcast live event.
This is really exciting, and I came into this thinking that, Scott, you just put this together yourself.
Like it's going to be a little thing.
And it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It is really cool. And the Gilmore Girls is a big deal. I am a guy who tours the world all the time, and I always tell people when I get into my hotel room in like Australia or Mexico, I can remember being in these countries, and I'll put the TV on after the long flight, and it's Gilmore Girls.
Is there any particular language that is funny?
It's all funny. I just can't believe, like, in a hotel in Mexico, like, playing the show. So it has a very much a life of its own. It really does.
You still get recognized a lot for the show or more for Skid Row?
In different parts of town, I get recognized for different things. Right. If I'm at a rock club, it's Skid Row. But if I'm at the mall, it's Gilmore Girls.
Right. Your career as a rock artist, one of the premier singers in rock, with one of the biggest voices in rock, and you're still going. You're still touring. You're still traveling the world.
I have a new song that was the number one most added song on active rock radio.
Wow.
Which at my stage of my career, I can't believe I'm saying.
Congratulations.
It's called What Do I Got to Lose?
I heard it.
And it was co-written with Miles Kennedy.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, L.A. Guns and Guns N' Roses.
Alter Bridge.
Right.
And Slash. He's a singer.
Right, okay.
Slash.
There you go.
And Alter Bridge. He's without the singer.
Gotcha. Is he an L.A. guy?
No.
I'm thinking of a different guy.
Miles Kennedy he's just an incredible songwriter and I just love being on the radio in 2024.
Man. Yeah, man.
That's incredible.
Awesome. So you're booking more gigs as a result of the song and you're going all over the place.
I have a full album coming out later in the year and I'm about to go to Argentina and Brazil and Uruguay.
Prime Gilmore territory, by the way. Yes, it is.
Yes, they love it down there.
They love it. They love it.
Yes.
They love it.
And Australia too. Did I see that you went to Australia?
I did not go. I went to Australia in 2015.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I knew you went there.
Yeah. I was in Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your band?
No. For a convention.
For Gilmore? It's huge there.
Huge. Huge.
We should team up.
Let's do
my band and your band.
Oh, let's do it.
And play.
Can you sing for my band too? Thank you.
Well, if you got $3,000 or
something. I think I can scrounge. You know what? I'll raid my kids' piggy bank. He's got $3,000.
It's about the basic bottom line.
Let's do it. I'll tour. I'd love to tour with you.
That's like a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Like, you do your set. Yeah. I do my set. Yeah. The Gilmore Girls fans come. They see Scott, Luke. Gil.
If you're serious, I'll do it.
I don't know why no promoter already doesn't think of that.
I would be honored to open for somebody of your stature, actually.
I'm just saying.
It takes the pressure off me.
Just saying, Australia is such a hotbed of fan, like a rock and roll and the Gilmore Girls
together.
You
really think we could fill some seats?
I know.
I do it all the time. Without me, what are you doing? You're doing 5,000 seaters?
I do the Metro in Sydney.
How many people?
Like 4,000.
Wow.
3,000.
Wow.
The Forum in Melbourne. You have to say it right. They don't like it. It's not Melbourne.
Right.
It's Melbourne. Melbourne.
Now, you got to clear this with the promoters, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, why?
They got to bring in an extra band and the whole thing. You think we could attract more people?
I'm just
people?
Saying, make it like a Gilmore Girls kind of event.
I don't see
with
why
Luke's
not.
Band and Gil's. What are we, stupid? I mean, all we gotta do is show up. Let's get on a flight.
But here's the thing. The songs are actually good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would do my Skid Row song, the hit songs that I have.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be hilarious if I did Holla Back Girl. A few times I've been around that track and it's not gonna happen like that. I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't. What that beats like a bossa nova.
It's not good, right? Is it wrong?
No, it's kind of like. It's like a bossa nova. That would work in Brazil.
See, I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
The girl from Ipanema.
But this podcast goes to Australia, right?
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, well, let's let Australia know we're on the way.
If any of you promoters out there enjoy cash... Like, if you're into that whole money thing, let's put on a little shindig.
Let's do it.
A celebration, if you will.
My fantasy is to play a summer festival.
Why not?
You know? Get outdoors and get on an open air stage.
Who was the other guy that I replaced? Was it Jared Padalecki, right?
Padalecki?
Right.
What do you mean replaced?
On the show, he was on Gilmore Girls, and then he left the show. You know. That's when I came on.
Okay, all right.
But doesn't he have a band as well?
I don't think so.
Oh. Is there any other? Carole King! Hello?
Let's go! Can she write? She can write some songs.
I think she's...
Has she won about 20 Grammys?
She's read
30
one
Grammys?
Or two. Yeah.
Presidential Medal of Freedom kind of good writing? Yeah, there you go.
I think she's even better than me.
She could be better. She could. It could happen. It could be.
When I call you, and I'll be there, yes, I will. When I call you, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. But back to the Bossa Nova. Well, this is so, you know, I was struck by the weather today rolling in to Burbank.
Yeah,
it felt like I was flying into Stars Hollow.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like this for a while.
We got Connecticut.
We're going to get some cloudy, misty stuff here for a couple of days here through the weekend. But and we'll be back with sports. So, big event tonight.
Yes.
You know, you're coming on and we're going to light it up, aren't we?
This show has life of its own, and it means a lot to a lot of people. Like, I'm a big, huge fan of the band Rush, and I know I was on your podcast a couple months back. I probably told the story, but when they were filming, and Kerry, who was my stand-in, he calls me in my hotel. He goes, "Hey, man, you're not going to believe who's here." I go, "Who?" He goes, "Geddy Lee from Rush." Yes, and his daughter loves the Gilmore Girls, loves the show. And Geddy brought his daughter to watch you film your show. I mean, I'm a fan.
Unbelievable.
So I get to the set. There's Geddy sitting in a chair.
I actually remember that day.
Yeah.
I remember Brian De Palma came, brought his daughter too. Brian De Palma.
Yeah.
I came off the set into Dosey's. You know, they have Video Village back in Dosey's.
Mm-hmm.
We're shooting in Luke's, and there's Brian De Palma sitting there. I just went... Huh? I hope I didn't suck.
Well, I just couldn't believe. There was one point that day I was hanging out with Sally Struthers and Geddy Lee. Like, from the 70s, the family in Rush.
It's surreal. I know.
Like, how cool. We must be doing something right. Like,
we are going to hook up. We're going to tour Australia.
Why not?
We're going to burn it to the ground. And the rest is history. Sebastian Bach, thank you for coming by.
Woo!
We will see you up on stage.
Yes.
And we're going to continue this conversation, brother.
Can't wait. Great talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, pal. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.